Welcome to the teaching, purpose discovery, and prophetic ministry of Reverend Femi Akinola, commissioned by God with a mandate to deliver the oppressed and afflicted and help guarantee the fulfillment of their God-ordained purposes through the unveiling of the mysteries of God's kingdom. Be richly blessed.
I welcome you to the second edition of Meet Me at the Altar. And so we are going to be praying today. We'll not let the time chance. Also, as I am vomiting it, you begin to walk with them. Victory over unfinished battle. Victory over unfinished battle. You begin to ask, why is it other families enjoying and this one they are facing trouble? Come, let me show you. The Bible said in Proverbs chapter 13, verse 22, a good man leaveth an inheritance for his children, and the sinner, the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. That's not where I'm going to. Listen to me. There is a law of inheritance. The law of inheritance says you don't only inherit wealth, asset, you inherit liability too. You don't only inherit prosperity, you inherit you will not inherit problem. So not only property, people inherit poverty. Stretch your hand here. Let me quickly pray for you. It's only for 10 people. Whatever you have inherited that made your battle to be strong, today you disinherit them in the name of Jesus. Unfinished battles, they are transgenerational battles. I told one of my younger brothers, he's listening to me now. I said, battle end in my time. And it's not joke. Look at me. Even if your day of breakthrough, big day has not come, there is a sustenance for you. So after this service, I pray for you. Your sustenance starts in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, precious Lord. The Lord said, I should tell somebody here, you will no longer remain barren. See, spiritual battle, they are like batting. Your father ran and he got to time they are tired and they pass it over to you. Stretch your hand here, let me pray. Any nonsense they have passed over to you, I decree you will not pass to your children in the name of Jesus. Where parents could not finish their battle, it becomes unfinished battle and they transfer it to where? To their children. Anything your parents have transferred to you that is not of God, today you disinherit them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Lord. In fact, unfinished battles, they are not just batting past. They are things that makes man not to have testimony in life. Children experience it. Why am I suffering like this? Somebody has passed something on to them. Whatever is passed on to you that is not godly, today you have been delivered from them in the name of Jesus. I will not continue the battles of my father. I didn't hear you. I will not continue the battle of my mother. Say, yo, let me hear you. That is one. Say it again. Let me hear louder than that. Yes. Where my parents fail, I will succeed big time. Say your own three times, let me hear you. Yes. That is one. That is two. Shout a dangerous amen. There is something when we invest, they call it Aluta. So it's continuing. And I showed you a symbol some days ago, like this. You remember? That some nonsense stop where? Stop with me. And it's not joke. It's not joke. Oh my God. It's not joke. When you go home, check the book of Genesis, Terah failed and passed on the spirit of delay to his descendant. And he passed to Abraham. And Abraham passed to Isaac. And Isaac passed to Jacob. Nay. Stretch your hand. Let me pray for you. Whatever has been passed to you by your forefathers that has become unfinished battle in your life, today they die and expire in the name of Jesus. Pray with me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, deliver me from the battle my parents left for me. Say it again. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Am I here? Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, deliver me from the battle my parents left for me. Lift up your voice and cry to God, somebody. If you are not praying, I'm sorry. They left it, I reject it. Don't just shake your head. The auntie cannot pray. Uncle cannot pray. Uncle is not praying. Deliver me. Deliver me from the battle my parents left for me. Something is happening there. Deliver me from the battle Popsy left for me. Deliver me from the nonsense Mamsy left for me. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus, matinee we pray. Sit down, but don't go down. I told you that the time will not sit us today. So there is no much time for introduction. You understood what I'm talking about already? About unfinished battle. What is unfinished? Something we never finish. Nonsense will finish in your days in the name of Jesus. Poverty will finish in your days in the name of Jesus. It will not exceed you. You will change the year of that family. Let me phrase this. I said you will change the history of that family. If you are the one I pray for, let me hear loud as amen now. David left some things for Solomon that was very, very wonderful. On the sick bed of David in 2 Kings chapter 2, don't worry, just write down. I said time will not steal from us. And David was about to die to Solomon. Solo, you see this guy called Joab. He really troubled me. I couldn't finish him. Make sure you finish him for me. Solomon did not fight much war. Not at all. But he had an unfinished battle. I will show you the unfinished battle of Solomon. And Solomon, make sure you kill Joab. What your father cannot kill. Are you ready? What your mother cannot execute. You will kill them in the name of Jesus. You don't understand. See, the poverty your father cannot keep, the shame your mother cannot execute, you will finish them in your time in the name of Jesus. Solomon finished him. David left another thing for Solomon. It is called polygamy. We thought David was just a polygamist. When Solomon came, see, today there is no king like him. How can you have 300 wives? 700 concubines? And some people are still saying that if it was in my name, I don't mind dating Solo. I'm telling you. Because his father could not finish it, he transferred it to his son. May your head reject unfinished battle in the name of Jesus. Let me see your hand. Lord, say, my head, hear the word of the Lord. Hey, are you here? My head, hear the word of the Lord. Reject unfinished battle. Reject unfinished battle. In the name of Jesus, lift up your own voice and cry to God. Are they praying here? My head rejected. Is somebody rejecting it already? Are you praying? In Jesus' name we pray. Everyone here, whether you have given birth or not, lift up your hand and say after me, say, Father, in the name of Jesus, unfinished battle will not be transferred to my children. I want you to pray in anger in the name of Jesus. Hey, are you praying? It ends in my time. It will not go to my children. Mention their names, oh, and help yourself pray. What are the name of your children? Ayomide. It will not exceed. It stop in my days. I refuse to fight the battle of my parents. Is somebody praying? My children will not fight this battle. Say, my children will not fight this battle. My children will not fight this battle. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, precious Lord. Sit down, but don't go down in life. When the battle is not finished, it comes back to visit you. And I told you, the enemy you don't finish in your days will fight your children. And that's why I laugh. The day you become my enemy, I tell my children, look, these are my enemies. Run from them, okay? And I'll be watchful. Can I pray for you? The enemy will finish in your days. Carry your Bible. Let me show you something. What happened when you don't finish your battle? Genesis, no, 2 Samuel 21. David thought he has finished Goliath. He doesn't know that Goliath has brothers and sons. 2 Samuel 21, 19 to 21. I said the time will not cheat us today. We will utilize this time and collect our blessings. And there was again, that means like before, a battle in God. There was a battle before. There have been battle before in your life. Battle will stop in your days. David thought he has fought all the battle. He was resting. Continue. The Bible says, and there was again a battle in Gob. We defeated the same Philistine. We are Eltana, the son of Jare, Oregon. It's not origin bitter. So, a Bethlehemite slew the brother of Goliath, the Gittite. The staff of whose spear was like a weaver's beam. And there was yet a battle in Gath, where was a man of great status, and had on every hand 6 fingers, and on every foot 6 toes, 24 in number, and he also was born to the giant. And when he defied Israel, he went against David. This guy went against David. Now called David Israel. There, somebody rose to help him. Jonathan, the son of Shimei, the brother of David, slew him. Connect your hand here. Let me pray for you. The battle you thought you have finished, the enemy you thought you have conquered, they want to call up you and come back again. Today, the Lord raised helper to bring them down in the name of Jesus. When one fight and fight and fight, then guess what time you are tired. Anybody here that you are tired, I decree and pray over your life. Help is coming for you in the name of Jesus. If you are the one I pray for, say 7 amen and pack your blessings. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Sit down, but don't go down. From the womb, Pastor Soji, Jacob and Esau, they were fighting from the womb. If I was Esau, I would not beg for food from him. I would rather die. Let me see your hand as I pray. You will not beg from your enemies. They started Terrified from where? From the world. Terrified. After they were born, they still fighting. I thought it was over. When you carry your Bible, the first attacker of children of Israel, when they are going to the, they are the descendants of Esau. See, let me tell you, the enemy will not let you go. You thought you have conquered them, they want to take another way. You thought you have conquered them, they want to take another way. Esau was gone. Jacob was gone. But the battle continued with their children because it was an unfinished battle. Say after me, say in my days and in my time, I will see the end of my battle. I will see the end of my problem. I will see the end of my enemy. My battle, my problem, my enemy. My battle, my problem, my enemy. Now shout, Father, in the name of Jesus. Say, in my days, I will see the end of my battle. I will see the end of my problem. I will see the end of my enemy. Oh yeah, lift up your voice and cry to God. In my days, oh. In my days, oh. Is somebody praying there? In my time, oh. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Sit down. What happened when you don't finish your battle? There's a particular guy, they call him Samson. You remember Samson? Look at this. Judges chapter 15, verse 15 and 16. The Bible says he conquered so many Philistines, thousands and thousands. And he thought he has. Look at it. And he found a new jawbone of an ass. And put it forward in his hand. And he took it. And he slew how many? Oh God, am I the only one? And he slew how many? Have you fought 100 people in your life? One would have thought that, man, more power, man. But it's not finished. The battle that refused to finish in your life. Holy Ghost will help you conquer them in the name of Jesus. Thousand men. And Samson said, just with jawbone of an ass, heaves upon heaves, with the jaw of an ass, have I slain 8,000. You don't mean of 1,000. 100. Another 100. In 10 places. 100, 500. Plus. Only him. I'm going to be teaching the ministers. I'll bring it to the show very soon. The price of your head. They look for his size. Whoever is looking for your size. Everybody get size, oh. Stop thinking you are too much. Oh, bring all your shoe down. Small. Everybody get what? It may take time, but they will get your size. Go to market. Go to a color market. Go to a shoe market. Everybody get size. Shoe get size. Problem get size. Battle get size. And they look for one woman to finish. Oh, God. Whoever has been sent to finish you. If you don't finish your battle, something must happen. I pray for you. The person sent to bring you down will not get you in the name of Jesus. And then Samson lost it. What happened to all the 1,000 men? That's gone. They are still there. In my time. In my days. I will see the end of all my problems. You know, it's painful when the child is saying, I'm paying B for daddy. It's painful, I'm telling you. When the child is saying, I'm paying B's for your mommy. If I say, a good man, leave it an inheritance. Can I pray for every parent here? Yeah, I need prayer. Can I pray for you, Jerry? May you leave good things for your children. Not be battle. Not be problem. I mean good things. In the name of Jesus. Let me show you two more. When you get home, check Deuteronomy 25. The Lord instructed Saul, go and kill all the Amalekites. Say, remember, when he got there, he speared one person. They call the snake king Agag. Abi? And he speared all the kukuruku and the men. Years later, a boy called Haman came up. That Haman was his grandson, descendant of Agag. And he rose up against the king of Israel. Don't be surprised when some people are fighting some people. They have been fighting since before we were born. Immediately, somebody guy said, these are the people. They speared his father. If they have killed them that time, Saul did not finish it. He came back to visit Israel. What your parents cannot finish, can I pray for you? The poverty your mother cannot finish, the shame your father cannot conquer. Oh yeah, are you ready? You will conquer them in your time in the name of Jesus. Because when I was reading the story of Haman, why do you hate them so much? Now, because in Papa, they didn't finish them that time. If you cut the head of snake and you didn't finish cutting it, it's still a weapon. In fact, let me tell you, a snake that is head is even caught is still a weapon. When a cobra is being killed and it vomits all the poison, when you step on that poison, you die. A snake that is cut off, when you touch that fang, and it's your fang, and it touch your blood, now die. Unfinished battle will end in your time. What are the evidence of unfinished battle? Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. No matter how God has used you or the enemies you have conquered, don't relax. The enemy is looking for your size. My prayer for you, are you ready? They will not get it. The first evidence of unfinished battle is strange delay. You know the meaning of delay. I don't need to explain. Strange failures. Everything everybody just does simply is a big deal for you. Evidence of a finished battle is persistent disappointment. You take this way, disappointed. Evidence of a finished battle is constant failure at the age of breakthrough. They almost gave you the visa. You're almost married. Evidence of near success syndrome. You almost near success. Moving in cycle. Stagnation. These are evidences of unfinished battle. You must be angry as we move to the altar to settle this. We will slay them, slaughter them, and we'll bury them in the name of Jesus Christ. Dream attacks. Somebody said, even if you just sleep small like this, inside motto, just 1 second, they will bring food for him. A lady said, anywhere she is, he said, the spirit of God will be pursuing her. He said, sir, the way spirit of God is pursuing me like that, if men pursue me, I will have married. I'm praying for you. I say, in your time, you will see their end. Have you noticed you see good things in your dreams, but it doesn't come to your hand? I was asking somebody, anytime you make mistake and you press a wrong number, the wrong number will not go to Davido. The wrong number will not go to Dangote. It will go straight to Shokoto. Hello, wait till I do me. Wait till I do me, wait till I do you. You'll be surprised. Have you noticed that when you sleep, you see money? You wake up, you don't see money. But when you sleep, you weary. Let's open up. What happened when you wake up? The Lord bless you. This is battle are real low. You see good things in the dream. When you wake up, you don't see. There are evidences that there is an unfinished battle. it is painful. That is not even about our personalities and dispositions. But today too real. Ah, my dear. But today too what? Ah, but today. He doesn't respect your beauty. He wants to embarrass you. Can I pray for you? You will finish them. You are still having nightmares today. It's not pride. I can't remember the last time. You can't press me in the dream. You won't go. You won't go. I'm money. You can't press me. They are still bringing beans for you in the dream. Beans. You woke up and say that beans, he has stone. There's nothing we have not seen in castle, you know. You are saying that beans, Olokuta. You notice every time there's always diversion. The blessing goes another way. These are evidences that there is a battle to fight. You're always facing obstacle. Somebody will rise up. What do we do? How do I conquer it? Very quickly. Don't forget this now. Number one, run to Jesus. Number two, it's very important, you know, don't stop praying on something happen. Number three, look for the weapon that size the unfinished battle. So many weapons, I've taught you before. I'll mention some now. Number three, look at me, find out the root of your problem. You are surprised I'm moving. I'm moving because the time will not cheat us today. Find out the root of your problem. Number four, ask God to speak to you. Ask God to speak to you. It's my prayer for you that the Lord will speak to you. After you have asked God to speak to you, now you to step higher in anointing. See for a higher anointing. Don't remain in the level you used to be 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago. Step, he said, come up higher. You used to pray for 30 minutes before. Pray more. Most of the time when I finish praying for him and I want to go to bed, I pray for some. For some time, God said, pray more, pray more. He said, pray more. Okay. And I want to sleep. Pray more. They will not get you. Oh my God. I said, they will not get you. Thou art in the midst of us. Oh God. I said again for you. Thou art in the midst of us. Empowerment without enforcement leads to encroachment. Make sure you are not just empowered. Begin to use it. Lift up your voice and use it. I will not be like them. I am not like them. I am more than them. This is not the last chapter of my life. No matter how hard it is, I'm coming out. Can I pray for you? You will see the end of that battle. In the name of Jesus. See. And then we found out there was a time that people started dying in Israel. Say, you know. So we asked God, what did happen now? And God says, because of Saul started something. What should I do? Sacrifice. All of you, the anytime I'm teaching you, I'm always saying sacrifice. I'm sorry for your life. See your life, see my life. Pastor Yenko, Pastor Tun Jebo, Amy Jebo. There's nothing you say I don't hear now. Somebody will say that father. There's nothing. You can't insult Habalisto. Raise an altar against them. My daughter saw me praying on my offering one day and she said, Daddy, what happened? I said, are you late? Let my sacrifice, my seed, begin to bring down every enemy of my life. because that is your blood. The head of the serpent will be bruised by the seed of the woman. You will not be a failure. Finally, apply the blood of Jesus. Rise on your feet and let us pray. Thou art in the midst of us.
Thou art in the midst of us. Watch and pray.
Lift up your hands. Say, Father, I thank you. Say, thank you for your word. Say, in the name of Jesus. All I want to hear is, say, with your word I cannot fail. Go ahead and begin to pray in the name of Jesus. In Jesus, never pray. Stretch your hand and say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Say, I reject every transfer and satanic handovers from my parents. Say, I reject every transfer and satanic handovers. Say, from my parents. Somebody say, I reject it. Say, in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and pray by fire. Are you praying? Are you praying? Thank you, Lord. In Jesus, never pray. They have fired you with skin infection. You've noticed it for some time. Yes. You fired with skin infection. You have skin infection now. And it's becoming very bad, very bad, very bad, very bad. They said they want to disgrace you. The Lord said it has gone back to sender. Yeah. Lift up your hands after me. Say, my Father, my helper. Say, this very minute, every unfinished parental battle be terminated from my life by fire in the name of Jesus. Are you praying? This very minute, this very minute, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus, never pray. The person, the power that is always collecting good things from me before it got to you, I command them right now to fall down and die in the name of Jesus. I'm waiting. The strong man that is always snatching the blessing from you. We are not here to joke, sir. I command that strong man to go and exile in the name of Jesus. Somebody say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Say, like Joseph, I receive the anointing to terminate generational battle. I receive the anointing to terminate generational battle. You have 1 minute to open your mouth. Lift up your voice. Are you praying? Are you praying? In Jesus' name we pray. If they have buried something in your compound now to cause trouble and death, I command that thing to catch fire now in the name of Jesus. I'm waiting for it. I command that to catch fire now in the name of Jesus. Don't worry if you are watching me for the first time or you are listening to me for the first time. Say, what is he saying? You will hear. It's not joke. By now you should know it's not joke. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Somebody say, like Jephthah. I'm not hearing say like Jephthah. Father, make me rewrite the history of my family. The family of Jephthah, they are very poor. But Jephthah wrote another one. I don't know what you met in that family. But Lord, like Jephthah, permit me, Lord. Allow me, Lord, to rewrite my family history positively. Somebody lift up your voice and pray. Lift up your voice and pray. Lift up your voice and pray. I am rewriting it. Are you praying here? Are you praying here? In Jesus' name we pray. This is the section I want you to pray. You have 2 minutes to pray. Say, Father, open my eyes to see the battle confronting me. The eyes that does not see. Answer me. The eyes that does not see. Cry. Hey, Benny. You see, but they say, it's my younger brother. Ta! Esau and Jacob fall from the womb. Their generation continue the battle. See, there are people you cut off from so that your children will not even meet them. Say, your family, God punish family. Family, pack work. Me, you fought me in the womb. We grew. You stole my inheritance. That day, there's no family. Everybody do what? He said, no, we have to be in family. We have to be in family house together. We are not black people. We are strong people. God forbid. Look at how many years later they are coming from. They came again. Their disciples came again. Said, we are going to fight you. It will continue. Until one person said, no. My uncle said, say enough. That's enough. It's enough. Are you ready to pray? Stretch your hand and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, open my eyes to see the battle confronting my destiny. I refuse to be blinded for the problems confronting my life. Lift up your voice and pray. Lift up your voice. Are they praying? Let me see, Lord. Let me see them, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Say after me, say, Holy Spirit, enter my paternal home. Enter my maternal home. Every strong man. Every serpent. Somebody say, every strong man. Every serpent that say we are not moving, oh Lord, execute them. You have 3 minutes to pray. 3 minutes. Go ahead. Are they praying here? Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. The Lord said, you are already at the dead end. You are already at the dead end. The Lord said, I will make a way out for you now. Because you are coming back with a testimony in the name of Jesus. My Father, break protocol for me to succeed. Where they say, your age cannot do it. Where they say, this cannot. Break protocol for me. Where they are asking, whose father, whose son are you? Break protocol for me. Where they are saying, you have not traveled before. Break protocol for me to succeed. Oh, Yagbadwa. Oh, Yagbadwa. Are you praying? Are you praying? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And the Lord said, I should tell somebody here, the hand troubling you has been cut off. Then it has been cut off. In the name of Jesus. Stretch your hand, let's pray one or two more before we go. Say after me, say, Father. I'm not here to say, Father. Empower me and prepare me for greatness. Say, I am ready. Oh yeah, lift up your voice and pray like that. Financial greatness. Spiritual greatness. Empower me, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And Jesus never pray. Are you ready to pray? Lift up your hands and say after me, say, my Father, my helper. I'm not here. You say, my Father, my helper. Empower me to see my great days. My Father, my helper. Finish unfinished battle in my life. And make me see great days ahead. Lift up your voice and pray. On this altar, your battle has finished. Your battle has finished. That battle has finished. We are not joking here. That battle has finished. That battle has finished. On this altar, your battle is executed. In Jesus' name we pray. Stretch your hand here. Let me pray. There's what they call oil of gladness. See, when battle finish, the next thing you will pour champagne. I've told you, try and buy wine in your house. How many of you have wine in your house? See, today, any wine in Coca-Cola, and Coca-Cola movie wine. May the Lord pour on you the oil of gladness. Bible says, in the name of the Lord, we shall set up our banner. When you set up a banner, that means you have finished battle. I pray, in your days, you will finish the battle. Let me come here. Your enemies will not exceed you. You will finish them. My enemy will not attend my burial ground. Now me go attend their burial ceremony. Say, no matter their age. Say, I don't care. Say, enemy is enemy. Now me go finish them. Nobody then go finish me. Shout a dangerous amen. Telling a particular man, I said, I saw that you died, and they summoned your children up in an upper chamber, and they were questioning your children. I said, maybe your father is dead. He said, he had a dream yesterday. That was why I came for counseling, that he died. I said, so what are you going to do now? He said, help me. I said, all of them are coming back. See, when you die, people come to your house, old friends, old enemy, they become friends. Can I pray for you? If I pray, can I pray for you? You will see the end of that battle. You don't need my prayer here. You will see the end of that battle. Now, whatever your parents left for you, you will leave something great for your children. This I pray for you today in the name of the Father. Will you come and share your testimony? Will you come and share your testimony? Pray for you in the name of the Son. Pray for you in the name of the Holy Spirit. One by one, you'll be hearing that they are dropping. Oh my God. People that say you will not go. Timothy, one by one, you'll be hearing that they are dropping. You didn't hear me. I said, one by one, you'll be hearing they are dropping. You don't even know dropping. They're fine. Maybe you don't understand. One by one, you'll be hearing that they are crying. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your hands and say, thank you, Lord. Go ahead and give him praise. I will see the end of this battle. This battle not go finish me. Now me go finish them. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray.
We believe you've been richly blessed by this message. You can join our counseling hour every Tuesday from 7 a.m. at Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Our prophetic hour of solution holds every first Wednesday of the month, time 7 a.m. Every other Wednesday of the month, apart from the first Wednesday, is our healing service, time 6 p.m. our Jericho Hour program holds every fourth Saturday of the month, time 7 a.m. Join us every Sunday, our prophetic Super Sunday service, every Sunday by 7:30 a.m. for online radio, podcast, and live streaming of our services. Visit our church website at www.femiakelaministries.com. Subscribe to our daily devotional and take advantage of our platform for our books and messages. You can also enjoy free messages download on our Telegram channel. Join Reverend Femi Akinola Ministries International or search for our handle, Sewing Official. For prayer, counseling, and inquiries, call 0806-460-3022 and 0809-237-7861 or 0806-078-2036. Email contact@femiakinolaministries.com. Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Raising a people of integrity. Power, purpose, and to make power.